from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Might go viral.
Let me go, Dre.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm out of touch.
That's a fact. And I'll tell you what.
Hey.
I'll tell you what. Get to that Odyssey app if you didn't hear our interview with Kyle Anderson at 10:20. And hit the rewind button, because Kyle Anderson,
one of my faves
that
now.
That was a really good interview. Oh, Steiny. Why was it a good interview? Just straightforward, with basketball knowledge, just punching you in the face.
Yeah.
That's what it did. And you know what? I hope all you guys out there, hopefully you'll get an appreciation for a guy like Kyle Anderson. It's not always about the ha-ha, Goo.
Oh, no doubt about sometimes it. Look at Draymond Green.
Sometimes it's about the ha. Ha!
It was such a good interview. Do you want to hear the beginning of it?
No, don't do that. Now, why would you do
before
that?
Before you press play,
you guys are nasty.
You should have said, I'm giving you material.
That's so good.
You don't need the ha-ha. You need the high IQ.
And if you can put them together, you have a ha-IQ. IQ.
I'm gonna get, that might be better than what I was working with.
Let's listen to Kyle Anderson's introduction to the
I'm officially pissed off. Why?
Are you really? You're the guy that has fun everywhere he goes. Well, sometimes.
Because it wasn't my finest hour.
I don't think it was your fault.
I don't think it was either, but that's why I want to listen back to it.
He befuddled.
John Sally.
He befuddled me, John Sally. Go ahead. Let me hear how awkward it was.
That was very. Here you go.
What's going on, Kyle? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing today?
We're good. Let me start here. Well, welcome to the Bay, first of all.
Oh, God.
And anyway.
And then anyway, Stoddy, you are a treasure.
That's 1,000% on slow-mo.
Oh, there's no doubt. Slow-mo was too slow, Stoddy. We should have told him, hey, at the end. You left my guy hanging, man. So yeah, if I gotta answer it,
all he's gotta say is thank you.
Oh,
you know what?
Boy.
Come to think of it, hell with this guy.
So he's not a high IQ player.
You know what? Actually, this guy, I don't know what he brings. He can't shoot. His defense is overrated. He doesn't rebound for his position.
Oh, you're brother. The man.
Oh God,
you got through it, baby.
I'm out.
Let's go. That's Brendan's been waiting. I'm dead serious here. I think the Warriors, like, you want to switch roles today? We can switch roles. I think the Warriors absolutely can be better next year. I like the fit of these guys, all that kind of stuff.
Before you tell me the call.
Who thinks they can't and why?
You
is
know
my
what?
Question. 888-957-957.
I'm over here, Steiny. I don't want to sound negative. I'm not turning into you, but How hard is it to improve,
dude? They won
from 40, not making the playoffs.
They won 46 yeah. games,
but the West is a beast.
You're right. Okay, yeah. So like that's and that's why
I guess I finally, I'm asking how big is that jump to get better.
Well, here's my point, and this is I've been thinking about our fundamental grind here, and I think I figured it out. Like, I actually do think the Warriors can be better next year. They won 46 games. I think they can be better next year. But you are still looking at the team like it needs to be better than that. It needs to get back to elite right away. Ooh, ooh. And so I'm going to end up always fighting you that they might not, that no, they're not elite right now. But what's wrong with getting better? But going from 46 to 48 wins or 49,
oh, hey, who you
isn't enough. Like
that.
It doesn't seem like it's enough.
Well, hey, let's put two rats on the table.
Let's do it.
We just talked about, hey, if you get improvement from one Wiggins, there it is.
Well,
okay, hold on.
Yeah.
And then the growth, more growth from Pods, Moody, and Kuminga. And then this is the heavyweight, Muhammad Ali. If Draymond does not get suspended and is available, Stani, I think you're better right there already.
Well, I think you're missing the biggest.
The biggest one of that,
the biggest
those is
variant.
Wiggins to me.
Yeah, I think there's a big, more important, two more
missing?
Important variable.
Well, I mean, give it
no,
to
No, it's not. No, they're not more important. Yeah. I think we still, just because of their age, we still need to make sure, or like, to me, the number one and number two things are that Steph and Draymond are still playing at a very high level.
And how does that happen when you get help? And
we'll
that's
see.
My fear is I don't know if the help from these three additions, but forget, maybe that's not even their job. They're to come in off the bench or whatnot, spot starting. The help is maybe Pods, who's letting mm-hmm. them fly at a rapid rate this offseason, Kuminga and Wiggins. So maybe that's where you get the help from Steph.
And I'll admit, I'm looking at best case scenario, or I'm looking at, okay, what would a Warrior season look like working out? Well, to me, it would be like Steph's first half. Steph, the three newcomers give you more than Clay gave you. Kuminga takes another leap. Wiggins
is your second best player.
I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know if that I think is almost too much to ask.
Wow, damn. How about Kuminga being your second best player now with no Clay or CP3? I don't think that's asking too much.
I think Kuminga will be their second leading scorer next year.
Wow. And Draymond
might be their second leading scorer.
I'm sure he's like, man.
But I mean, I don't know who their second best player is. I know it should be Wiggins. But, yeah, I think you put all those things together, you might have something. I think that. Championship? It's not time to talk about that. But you're trying to improve on a 46-win team. Brendan is in Oakland. They still got to get a little bigger, I think, though.
Yeah.
What's up, Brendan? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me on, boys.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, good segue in here. That last comment that they need to get a little bit bigger. That's kind of where I was going to go with this of kind of a two-part question. Do you think TJD, who no one's really talking about, of the young guys that need to improve, like, do you think he can be that a shot blocker, you know, bringing down some boards? And do you get another guy, maybe like a Brook Lopez, who's apparently out there, to kind of just give us a little bit more size? It always seems like, you know,
yeah, we lost you, Brandon, but I think I know where you're going.
I used to like Brook real quick on that, Stoddy, but now he has cement feet on defense to me. And all he does on the perimeter is want to jack threes. I think he's a big part of why Milwaukee's defense took a step back.
You know, the guy I was thinking about, and his name's come up periodically, and before I say this guy's name, I don't know what his story is right now. Right now, I'm not sure what his story is. John Sally. But you know who I would sniff around? What's going on with this guy? What's going on with Steven Adams?
Mm.
What's going on with Steven Adams?
Yeah. Well, availability is what's been going on.
Absolutely.
With him. Yeah. I've always been a fan.
But that availability his lack of availability would be the only reason that he would possibly be available.
Man.
But I don't know what his story is.
He's under contract. He's on the Rockets right now for $12.5 million. So it's an expiring deal.
Okay.
Yeah. Not cheap.
Okay.
The Rockets coming out to play.
I wonder if they probably foresee no role for him.
Man.
Oh, Jock Landale's in front of him.
Well, so Sengun.
Yeah. They played good Although when he left those guys. They took off like a rocket.
With Landale.
Oh, baby. I like the way
you
this team
You can't say that. That's Bontes.
I know.
Yeah. Do we have his drop? I love that.
Which one?
Oh, baby, Bonte.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
What about Valanciunas, though? Like, he signed a team-friendly deal with the Wizards.
I saw that.
He might be a trade candidate.
Yeah.
I know.
Remember Draymond broke his hand?
Yeah. Warriors. I'll tell you what. Give me 888-957-9570 if you want to text into the... who were the big men over the course of the years that the Warriors just played right off the floor?
Man.
Like, Valanciunas, to me, kind of was a guy like that. And I like him.
There's one in Sacramento, your boy.
Sabonis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he
cost him in that series last year, 2 years ago.
From the 415 on the Xfinity Mobile text line, this is George from Pleasant Hill. How come nobody talks about Quentin Post? Is he any good? I mean, hey.
He's in the post.
Apparently
he's
not.
7 foot.
I mean, listen, when we talk about late second round picks, I'm not going to make a judgment one way or the other till I see the guy play.
Well, he could pull off a Brock Purdy.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Let's go to our guy Austin in San Jose.
There he is.
What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, Sonny, I'm feeling you, man, with the empty nest thing. I went through it, man. So hang in there.
Hey,
that Guru did as well.
How long ago?
I had a couple daughters, so I went through it. My youngest, that was the hardest, dropping off at UC Riverside and having to walk away. That was rough, man.
Okay, here's the most...
No. Go ahead.
He want to get...
How long does this feeling last?
Mm. How long does it feel? Oh, dude, I would say the whole time they're in school.
Wow. Wow.
You know, it never really goes away, man. Especially a dad to a girl.
I think it's different, man.
From a dad to a boy. I think Guru can speak to that. But, hey, listen, Diney, it's a slow no.
Oh, no. Wow.
That's what that was. Hey, listen, a couple things, guys. Kind of pause on the Iggy versus Slow-No comparison.
You didn't like that, huh?
For me. It's a little Iggy. Iggy was special. Remember, the Warriors were really, really good then, too. That's why Iggy was willing to do what he did. I don't think he would do that with this team. So let's take a pause on that. I haven't seen enough from the, quote, youngsters yet that would make me think that that's a good comparison. Hey, Slow-Mo's got to start with this team, man. Wow. Somehow, he's got to be on the floor. I don't see a situation where you got to have a guy with that much experience. And Stan, you talked about Dunleavy feeling the veterans and wanting some veterans on the court. Remember, Dunleavy was a player too.
Yeah.
So he understands what it's like to want to. He didn't want to play with guys that were still trying to figure it out either. So Dunleavy understands because he played what?
15.
12, 13 years.
Well, you know what? And that's a good point, Austin. And Dunleavy was a guy who probably thought he was smarter than 80% of the guys in the league when he came into the league, quite frankly.
Yeah, and I want to say one other thing about that. You said yesterday that you guys were talking about Dunleavy the manager versus Dunleavy the player. Yeah. I would say we should never go there. Dunleavy the manager should not be compared to Dunleavy the player. He's a different guy, a different role. I saw Dunleavy out in public in San Jose State basketball game, working the team, doing recruiting before he got the GM job. This dude understands talent. He knows how to recruit. He's not a guy that feels like he's got to be, hey, everybody recognizes me. I saw him out. He wasn't trying to be the guy. This guy was an All-American first round draft pick at Duke when Duke really was Duke. So, I mean, Dunleavy's seen it all. I got a lot of faith in Dunleavy, Steiny. And more importantly, I didn't have that going in. Because I felt like it was a corporate kind of good old boy promotion. But no, I changed my mind. I think Dunleavy, and you guys don't want to hear this, but I think he's going to be a better evaluator of young talent than Bob Myers.
Austin,
was.
When
so
did you change your mind? Before you go, when did you change your mind? What move made you change it? Just that one?
The draft.
Wow.
The draft helped, and I think he's like slow-mo, man. He takes his time. Yep. He doesn't move too fast. And he doesn't feel like, Steiny said the other day, he doesn't feel like he has to please everybody at once. He's not looking for immediate, this is the right thing to do. He's going to do what he needs to do over time, man. Give this guy time. I think he's going to be good for the Warrior fans, man. That's my thought.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Austin. Appreciate it. I mean, the other thing, and we can get into this too, is, and I've brought this up too, but if you look at these numbers, you've got to be somewhat excited. I mean, in one summer, they really did clean some stuff up in terms of their salary structure. Mm. What does that get you right now? Nothing. What does it get you in the future? Who knows? But now this is the part I look at with the Warriors. Okay, they got Steph making 55. Perfect. He's making 55, and right now he's untouchable. Mm-hmm. So your best players, signed, sealed, delivered for 2 years. Then you got a couple guys making 25. Draymond and Wiggins, right? And then forget Kuminga for now, although even if he signs an extension, he'll still be a 7.6 guy. But my point is then they have seven guys who make between 6 and 13 million. And that to me is the sign. That's the tell. What do you say? Oh, somebody's telling on themselves.
Yeah, that's me.
I'll use that phrase with the Warriors looking at their salary structure. They are poised to make a deal where they move Wiggins, and if they have to add salary, hey, we got seven guys here. Take your pick.
Yeah,
you want Moody? You want this guy? You want Anderson?
But what you need needs to be out there. It's about life's of about course. Timing. You're right.
But in the meantime, I think
you're not stuck.
I think they have a chance to be better. And like that's like with where they're at right now, I don't dislike where they've come to from a year ago. Like I'm far more excited about what I'm looking at on paper this year than last year.
Well, I see. And
because I looked at it this way. They won a title 2 years ago. They ran it back, and they won 44 games and got to the second round. At that point, I was like, okay, it's over. Like, don't.
But see, I was on the other end of that. Right. I was like, okay, you follow that up with playoffs. You add Chris Paul, pulls out of here. Yeah. All the riffraff is gone, and here we go. That's what I was like, here we go.
Right.
But now you're more excited after a year that culminated with no playoffs.
Yeah, because the year culminated with no playoffs. That's why I'm excited. Like, I feel like, in a way, and not that I'm right, but like, okay, they ran it back after the championship team. I didn't see it. Okay, they won 44 games, they made the playoffs. Then they decide, we need Draymond to win. We got to do that. We still have a chance to win.
Remember that word.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, what are they doing? Like, they're still talking championship. It's over. Like, you just did a whole season.
Wow, man.
The running it back was the 44 wins. Okay, let's run it back again.
With Chris Paul.
Okay. We won 46 games. It was like the same team. Even though I get it, 1 year they made the second round, 1 year they didn't make the playoff. It was the same. Their last 2 years to me have been indistinguishable.
Mm.
Now, they're different. So now we can, are they going to be, here's the way I look at it. The last 2 years they averaged 45 wins, 44 and 46. What? Can they win 48 or 49? That would tell me, you know what, this team's better. This team's a little better. That's just me. That's the way I evaluate. How do you evaluate? 888-957-9570. I mean, to me, it's pretty obvious. You had 46 wins, and you finished in 10th place. Okay, can you get up to six? Six is the goal.
Yeah.
And when you get to six, then you can realistically say, well, hey, what was Dallas last year? Well, they were five. Okay, maybe we got a ball game. That's, I think, what this year's about.
Yeah, but I'll say this to that. We still, consensus number two best player on your team is still up for grabs. So when I hear Dallas, I think of, well, damn, they got Luka and Kyrie. So you're starting, you know, what Dallas did with, you know what I'm saying, Batman and Robin, a dynamic duo, but maybe a top one in the league,
right?
And everything, you know, fell into place for him. But we're still going to come into training camp not knowing who that number two is.
That doesn't really bother me, because it's obvious that if you put any other team's best two guys up against the Warriors, the other team's going to look better.
Yikes.
But that's just if you go with the first two guys. Like, what would you rather have? And this is hypothetical. You have two superstars, then a big drop-off to your third best, or would you rather have a superstar, two pretty good guys, two more guys who are really, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
I'm
going to go with two superstars and then the drop-off.
Well, it's
because in the NBA, you could kind of get a, you know what I mean? It ain't football or baseball.
Well, I mean, I would like to have two superstars too, because under that scenario, you can rebuild every year and you still got two guys. But for the course of this 1 year, I think it can work. Rafi's in Berkeley. What's going on, Rafi? How you doing, man?
Good, guys. How you doing today?
Dynamite.
Okay, I got a question for you. I don't have an answer, so it's not game show vibes, okay?
Okay.
But, what is the model? So who has done this before? And what that? And you tell me if I'm wrong, but what I see it is a roster that has won multiple championships that is what I would call retooling around essentially their two out of the three core guys. They're retooling and expect to be in contention. And is this another kind of, you know, I think we all have a lot of trauma or whatever around the two timelines thing, but yet another kind of construct that has actually never been done. Never been done.
You're right.
And then what? Why are we setting our expectations in these ways to really meaningfully expect them to, like, I think there's a difference between contention and competition. And I think that personally, the Warriors front office, they are happy to be competitive. And I think they're happy to, I don't necessarily think that they expect to contend. But I think they know they have to be competitive. And that, I think, is the model that I do think is repeatable. But this idea of contention around a model that has never been done before, I mean, I'd love your take on that.
I'm with you. I agree with you.
I see another circumstance. Yeah.
I
see another circumstance of the Warriors trying to do something that's never been done.
Correct.
You know?
No, I agree with you. I agree with you, Rafi, and that's why, like, I've always been, like, at some point, I feel like, you know, Warriors might miss the playoffs for 3 or 4 years. Well, you could say, well, they've already missed it. They're in a nebulous area right now. I will give them that, because their superstar can still play, and he's older than most superstars are when they can play this well. So, I get it. You know, Steph's still here. But I also think the Warriors' goal right now is to, let's say Steph plays 2 or 3 more years, stay relevant, stay competitive, stay a place that Steph wants to be a part of, and then move. You know, when he retires, you got to move on, obviously, but you're prepared to move on.
Yeah, no doubt.
And there's not a dip.
And there's not an argument or bad blood. That's what's getting me nervous.
About
Steph may wanting to relocate because he knows they can't do it here.
Well,
been done.
There will never be bad blood.
But my point is, you can't. If you don't, when you talk about contend, that's either making the playoffs or not. That's what it is. And it already showed that they didn't make it in year one. So when I keep saying to you and the masses, what's Steph thinking about? He can't be mad.
Like, of course he can.
And that's why I think there'll be a meeting of the minds if last year continues. And nobody wants to hear that. But it's on my chessboard that if somehow they missed the playoffs, Donnie.
Well, hold on. Like,
oh, my gosh.
We got to talk more about this on the other side. Because it's – hold on. We can't because you brought up something that just jogged something out of my mind. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I notice nobody out there really can tell me why they think the Warriors will be worse next year, because I think they have a chance to be better. Could they be worse? They might be. Stuff will go wrong. But I think this team, fits together a lot better than last year's team. Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Hey, Steiny, you're doing a wonderful job.
Listen, man, I can't help you with Guru. I don't think he can be helped.
Oh, no!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Out. No, wow. You were here.
You I wasn't here for that. I would have responded.
No, you were here. That was
Dude,
Priest.
Wow.
I said something like, Priest, help me with Guru.
Look at you, remember. Yeah, he, boy, he let loose on his boy. He it's did. Shark Week! Yeah!
That's Evan's
oh,
line.
Oh, yeah.
That's Evan's line. Like, Evan was the guy who brought it to your attention, even that it was Shark Week.
And I'm excited.
No, you're not, because you didn't even know about it.
Dude, Jaws, one of the greatest movies ever made.
Right. Nothing to do with Shark
Week. Macklin Celebrini, just in time.
Oh, that's a four. That's a nice, yeah, look nice at one. You.
Hey.
Number 71.
Hey, you said something that, man, it's been on my mind for a while. Now I finally got it.
Minutes are not a while, though.
No, I'm talking about...
Oh, I thought you meant last
No, I line. Thought about it for a minute okay. here, but I've been thinking about it because it's a line that you repeated, which you often do, and then you harp on it over the course of weeks and weeks and weeks, and then it starts to drive me crazy and get me pissed off, and then I finally find a response to see what you'll have to say to the way I'm now thinking about it.
You got a little cop to you.
You keep saying, Steiny...
That's
it
not
can't
me.
Be a repeat of last year. What part in particular?
The non-qualifying okay. for the playoffs.
Okay.
But, even if you won 49.
Okay, but yeah. don't you think that they're going to be in the mix again? Just like your Giants are in the mix. So no matter what you're already assuming yeah. may be disappointment or glee at the end of the year.
I'm hoping 5, 6, or even I'll take
okay,
7
okay.
to avoid the...
All right, first 20 games, they're 11-9. They're 7th in the West. What are we doing? We're going to keep playing because we got new guys.
And see what we need. Okay. And maybe
now after 40 games, we're 23-18. We're on right. a 46 win pace, and we're still 7th. Okay, what are we going to do? I mean, we're still looking for trades.
Yeah.
We're still looking.
Oh, no doubt. And we okay. got the guy. We got the contracts.
Now we're 60 games in and we're 36-24. We're 12 games over.
Oh, man. Let's go.
Okay. And we finish up the season 47-35, which is good enough for 6th in the West this year.
Johnny, I take it. And we got a series.
Well, like in a crazy way.
That's that better than last year.
It was the same as last year. And so that's kind of like, I would brace for a team whose goal is to make it to the top 6, but they've got work to do yeah. to get there.
No, I'm totally.
And like, I'm sorry, Goo. I'm sorry.
No, I'm interrupting
but,
you,
but
man.
I do this too. It's like, I assume, well, what if they get off to a 6-16 start? Well, what if they don't? What if they get off to a 16-11 start?
Well, there's an inner clock going named Steph Curry. That is what, I know you don't like to hear it, but that's what all this is about. At what point does he, if it got to that, good God, let's hope you're wrong, Steiny. That's what this is about. How was he feeling? And that's why I keep saying it might get to the point to where there's no hard feelings. It's like, dude, I can't. This is not how I saw the end. Not even qualifying for the playoffs, or we missed the play-in.
But you may not. He may not. That'll be a question for the end of the year, I think, because
or even at the deadline. What are they at the deadline? Are they going to go
I guarantee
for something?
If they're 7th at the deadline, they're not trading Steph Curry.
Oh, no. I would be, they're the trying only, to add.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, like, that's kind of what I'm saying is, okay, let's say we're worried about Steph Curry and his mentals.
Yeah, that, everything.
Okay. Well,
because it's already started
well,
with
this team's going to be competitive.
That soundbite to Sam.
This team's going to be competitive,
I
think. And
he probably does, too.
They won 44 2 years ago, 46. Uh-huh. I like the moves they made. He's like, now he's watched. I'm just looking at it from a positive point of view. who's he? Now he's seen the last 3 or 4 years, just because of the way the league's gone with the play-in. Dallas has gotten there as a five. What the Lakers made that the Heat got to the finals as an eight.
Yeah, and like the Lakers,
it's just more doable now. All right. And he's got to go through the regular season, and they have to go through the regular season competitive. In the mix, and
I'm not mad at that.
There won't be any real issues.
Now, you may want to throw something at me, and even the listeners, and it is okay. You won't hit me. I'm too quick. But I'm telling you, Klay Thompson's gone, but there was some damage done, I believe, with the organization and how Steph's feeling. Okay, that might not grow. That egg may not hatch. But a day after Klay left, we get the soundbite of, I want to be here. I believe him. But things in this league change quickly. That, to me, just on my map, my mental map, is letting me know Steph is firing a shot. Like, okay, I lost on the big three riding out together. Klay told me not to do nothing. But I believe Curry is slightly irritated. And if the push came to shove and the team was losing, Steiny, I think that card is in the deck more now than Joker is in a deck of cards of, you know what, maybe I got to go somewhere else. That's just me. Like, people are glossing over that Klay departure is, oh, Klay, you know, it's cost of doing business. I think Curry let us know he didn't like it. Now, you could be like, what's that mean, Goo? Could mean diddly squat, but that man said things change after he said, I'm in love, I want to be here. I'm like, okay, that was a quietly aggressive Steph statement.
And I didn't see it remotely close to that, but that doesn't mean you're wrong at all, because there's some things I hear that other people don't hear. I heard that to me sounded like total cliche. Like that the part about, we know things change quickly. Yeah. Like, everybody always says that about the NBA. Everybody always is like, well, let's see who's going to be the disgruntled superstar the first 2 months of the year. Someone always becomes available. I do think, like, that's all I took it as, is Steph saying, you know how things can change quickly.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've both been in relationships. What if you're talking to your spouse and you're saying, you know what, as you and I, we're gonna be together forever unless something happens. Oh, my gosh. Just imagine you at dinner or just on the couch. This other person would be like, well, hold on, I like the beginning of that. What the hell you mean is somehow?
Well, something unforeseen.
And I think Curry made sure to kind of add that to where it was.
I would.
But if you're in love, you just say, hey, you know, I like it here. I want to retire a Warrior. And the old Curry, the happy Curry, I believe, would have just left it at that. But to end it, now you got to be, what's the old meme I love where the black guy's tapping his dome, his temple, like, yeah, you got to be thinking. Curry ended it on a, it ain't all good right. I ain't all good right now. I'm yours. But, Steiny, just imagine if your spouse said that. Steiny, I'm in love with you. We're going to be together forever. And then at the end, unless something happens.
Can I be honest?
Well, what the hell?
What the hell would Steph Curry's gripe be right now?
He
what would
like
his gripe be?
Oh, okay. I love that. I just don't. Maybe the golf course and the non-talking. And the way Klay was handled, the way Klay talked to him, remember they had that conversation the day before free agency started?
If Evan were to leave,
I mean, I wouldn't quit, but I would tell you I would be mad as hell on how my comrade was dealt with, especially if you left.
It's not my business.
I'm out.
Like, I can only go on how they're treating me.
Wow, Steiny.
Because everybody gets treated differently. Yeah. Now, I don't know. I don't think Steph's disgruntled. I don't think he's upset. I mean, I think he probably wants to win more. But the one thing I feel like I know, and I don't even have to ask him, is he's been in the league 15 years. He knows exactly where this team is.
All right.
Like, he knows exactly where it is. Yeah. If he wanted to say, get me out of here, he would say, get me out of here. But he's not that kind of guy.
And it's not time yet either.
Not according to him.
And that's why they were all in, I keep saying that, on Paul George to get him immediate help that they think or feel would help him.
See, what? Like, I think the opportunity, I think it's very possible that you get Paul George and you include all the stuff you include, and now you can't get these three guys.
But Curry has no beef then. It's like, you better shut up.
He doesn't have a beef now. What's his beef? That's what I mean. Yeah. What's his gripe? That we didn't get Paul George?
Or
that can't be a gripe.
No, you had an offseason just to get the team more impactful help. Because right now you got me running with a lot of would-haves or hopes.
And that's where, I think, that's where, in your own way,
my way,
you think Steph's an idiot. In your own way, because you're acting like Steph went into the offseason saying you better turn this thing around immediately. Well, he knows the situation can't be turned down or turned around in 1 year. Like, he's smart enough to know that.
Well, again, without predicting the future, Stoney, Paul George makes this team a lot better.
That's what you think.
But the Warriors did too, and that's why they were in on it. Now, if you come back and say, Goo, do we really know how deep they were in it? No, we don't, but it looks good.
Well, I think
I'm Curry, that looks good, and the Clippers didn't want to play ball. You did all you could. Now Lauri Markkanen's out there. Is he better than Paul George? No, but could he help us? What about
Kyle Anderson? Why can't we talk about Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield, Markkanen? Yeah. You know why? Because Markkanen can score.
No,
he can score.
Those guys, I think George and Markkanen will crack the starting lineup. We know that easy. These guys are tier two. You know,
good.
Right.
Like, good.
But we're still talking about a starting lineup that we don't even know what it's going to look at.
Exactly. That's a good thing, according to Steve Kerr.
No, well.
So I'm excited about having all these young guys and new additions who are, you know, when you're talking about JK and Moses, Brandon, Trace, now the three new players. You know, that's seven really talented players, really good players. And, you know, other than Steph and Draymond, I don't know that anybody has a position set yet. So it's going to be an exciting camp. Competition's great for everybody. And we have a new set of players, brand new, really, with the three new guys. And if you look at it over the last couple of years, our roster is dramatically different than it's been for the bulk of my 10 years here. So a lot to learn about these guys, a lot to experiment with. And as I said, jobs available. So it's exciting.
You know what I kind of think? In my heart of hearts.
Give it to him.
I don't think the Warriors really did want, from the bottom of their hearts, they didn't want to sell their soul for Paul George. It's a little like the Giants. Yeah, they go after Judge. Yeah, they went after Harper. And of course, those guys would have been great. And Paul George ain't those guys, by the way. But what I'm getting at is, they'd rather do it the safer way. And that's, to me, what Mike Dunleavy did this offseason. Because you know what? You cannot convince me that the Warriors would have felt good with Paul George sitting on $66 million when he's 38. Like, there's no way Mike Dunleavy was like, oh, no, that won't be a problem.
Totally get it.
So,
but I could tell you who would be happy. I got number 30.
But
so you're right. I give that
in the context of
it back to me. Like, I kind of agree with you too. It's like two different agendas, and you're right. It ain't the Golden State Currys. You are right, and I hate when you throw that at me because I'm just telling you what time it is, Stoney, and they're trying, I believe, to appease their superstar.
Well, if you believe Draymond Green, the Clippers effed up the Paul George situation. Because Draymond is saying now, they were never really going to do it. They didn't really want to do it.
Oh, I missed that.
They didn't want to trade in their own division. They didn't really want to do it. And I'll bet the Warriors are like, okay, we'll wink, wink, wink.
No doubt.
Act like we really are trying. But I don't, it's like, nobody can tell me that in a vacuum, where the Warriors are right now in their dynasty, that it made sense to go get Paul George. It just didn't.
And as a fan, I can back you up and say I totally get how you think that. I totally do.
Yeah.
But do you understand what's the old adage, Donnie? You're trying to appease. Like, there's different agendas. Remember we talked about the disease of me? Quietly behind closed doors, Joe Lacob is thinking about something, and Curry's thinking about something else.
But what I'm saying is, like, Curry has no gripe right now. What could his gripe be? Oh, we didn't get Paul George. We tried. Like, we tried. What do you want? One of the reasons we're struggling right now, Steph, is because of our payroll. Because that's what happens after a dynasty. And that's where I do think Steph's smarter than we give him credit for. Like, I don't think it's as simple as, well, if we start 0-10, Steph's going to be like, get me out of here.
No, I'm not preaching that either. It's the big picture.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Boy, we're batting around some real good stuff today about the Golden State Warriors, at least as far as I'm concerned. I can see a runway to them being better next year with the moves they've made. And one of the reasons I feel more strongly about that today than I did, let's say, yesterday is because I heard some stuff that Steve Kerr said yesterday, which we're going to get into, and I'm going to use as a little bit of ammunition. All right. Antonio is in Oakland.
Hey.
What's up, eh?
Man, we always hear about how these athletes, oh, they're so sad, they're heartbroken, they're mad at the organization. Man, I don't feel bad for none of these millionaire athletes, man. At the end of the day, I don't even feel that Steph is angry at the organization. You know, it's a business move. You know, Clay got to have self-awareness. Clay's not a max player anymore. You know, I mean, I wish he'd have stayed, but at the end of the day, you know, the Warriors got four titles, man, with Steph. So, like, you know, Steph knows he got one ring away from number five, the thumb, and it can happen. You never know what can happen. You know, because with one trade, just like the Dallas Mavericks, they weren't even in the playoff hunt before they got, the two guys at the trading deadline. And Messi, they're in the finals. So it can happen with the Warriors, too. And I'm always confident, man. So at the end of the day, Steph's one of the most high-character people ever, man. Like, he's the only Team USA player that actually stood outside in hot weather, signed autographs.
I saw that.
That dude's, like, high character.
No doubt.
So I'm just saying, y'all.
No, good stuff, eh? And I'm with you. I'm with you. Like, if the idea that, I guess what I'm saying is, I know the fear is, well, what about Steph? Well, what about Steph? What if Steph? It's like, okay, I'm looking at where the Warriors are right now. I don't think he has a gripe. He might have a gripe halfway through the season. It might not work out. That I get. But he's got to, like, if he's got a gripe, it's got to be with, damn, I can't believe Clay left.
Well, let me ask you this.
Or damn, all right, Draymond really messed up. He should be mad at Draymond and Clay more than anybody else, I would think.
Yeah, or if he's looking at, like I alluded to earlier, if he's looking at how the Clay situation was handled, and in his mind, he blames the organization more so than Clay, you know?
Well, he called it a fair offer. Mm. Steph Curry called $48 million for 2 years a fair offer for Clay.
Let me ask Matt Steinmetz this right now on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Are the Warriors closer to a championship or closer to rebuilding, in your estimation, right now on this Thursday?
And well, what you think about question. You? That's a good question. Can't a man
it's a good question. This is radio.
That's Evan what the pause indicates.
But the way Evan threw it, like I'm dry. Hey,
it's a great question.
I let you down, but I'll answer why
you
think.
How did you let me down?
Because I want to give you my answer, and I'm going to shock you. I think it's closer to rebuilding.
Okay, well, I'll say championship. Then.
There's nobody to be mad at. It's the cost of the dynasty, but. That's why I feel like, and I hate to say this stuff, man. That's why I feel like more now than ever with Clay walking out. Okay, Clay he ain't Steph, but they're family. I mean, it just can be one of those important ways to where both parties are, you know what, we had a good run. I love you. You love me. Good luck on your endeavors. and your part. That's where, but without getting marketing or not getting Paul George, that's what it signals to me.
Not
going to be mad if they can't qualify. Like, this is a boy's demand, Steinie.
See,
the Spurs haven't done this. You know why? We can't use the Spurs. They did it. They hit on their number two pick. Their Kawhi Leonard was Wiseman. We messed up. We botched that. So now everything is worse.
If you're asking, are they closer
to a chip or rebuilding?
Who are we talking about?
The team itself.
Like, what the Mike collective. But you have to, I know I'm being pedantic.
You, forget Mike, Joe,
I think they're closer to a rebuild.
And that's what last year's standings when playoffs would show you unless it was an anomaly.
No, if they would have gotten Paul George, okay?
Oh, I wouldn't be saying this.
Right.
Right.
But
so you're leaving that open, it could steal, somebody could come.
I didn't want him to get Paul George, but if they got Paul George, at that point, clearly they're closer to a championship.
All right.
Because you know what? What you just did by acquiring Paul George,
and that's why
you can't rebuild.
Gotcha.
Like,
that's great.
That's the way I look at it. Like, how can you rebuild if...
about
rebuilding with Paul George. Yeah.
And that's what, I don't know if you caught Willard or Dibbs yesterday, but I got to give Willard his credit, Steinie. He was like, I'm paraphrasing, when did we start romanticizing the word rebuild? And I was in my room just like, preach, like, you know, look at the Sixers, look at OKC until it start popping. Like, that doesn't necessarily, just because you do it, means, oh, we're going to do it and it's going to be 1 or 2 years and we're right back, unless you get lucky. A lot of times you could be stuck in the vortex and it could be decades worth.
Yeah, that's funny. And I'm going to say this because I'm hoping he's listening, and then we'll use it for the
crossover.
For the crossover. Oh, since when did romanticize rebuilding?
I looked out like, damn.
Right. He's right in a way. That's why if you do it right, you might not have to rebuild. You might be able to transition.
Mm.
And you know what? You're right. We shouldn't romanticize a rebuild, and in the same way we shouldn't give up draft picks, because otherwise, how do you get out? How do you get from a rebuild to whatever the next step is if you don't have any good players?
Yeah. And Stoddy, you hit me in the melon with the... if you got Paul George, you weren't rebuilt. That was half of why I was excited about going to get a guy like that. You know what I mean? Like, Steph don't want to hear rebuild. Hey, we could fail, but give me some stuff to where I know we went all in, and it didn't work.
But I want you to know how I'm answering the question.
Because
the way
change.
I'm answering the question is, had they gotten Paul George, what that would have told me is the team thinks. That doesn't mean I think it.
And last year when they got Chris Paul, what did they think?
Yeah,
we heard Joe and Ritter in here. They were probably thought they were closer to a chip than not making the playoffs in a rebuild.
I mean, I don't think they're – I mean, I don't know.
That's
if they get Paul
so
George
crucial.
And they go from 10 yeah. seed number 10 to seed number 8, guess what? They're closer to championship, I guess. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Talking all things Warriors right now. And yes, I absolutely believe the Warriors have a chance to be better next year than they were this year. In fact, I don't even think it's that far-fetched. To tell you the truth, I'm a big believer in fit. I'm a big believer in roles. And I'm a big believer in what I heard yesterday from Steve Kerr, because I think what we're starting to find out is that this team was not very together last year. And if a team's not together, they can't be successful. So they have a chance this year. That's the way I look at it. Next week, our lineup is going to be totally jacked up. Starting Monday, Willard and Dibbs, they're going to be on from 6 to 10. Bonte and Shasky are going to be on from 10 to 2, and we will be on from 2 to 6. You're also going to get a chance to win an autographed Klay Thompson jersey. If you want to take a look at that jersey, go to our YouTube page and search for 95.7 The Game. There'll be a photo of Guru holding up that signed Klay Thompson jersey that you can win next week. It's just for a week, and it's brought to you by Jack's Restaurant.
Sports, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.